sit there until your father comes home, young man. Sitting in a corner isn't nearly enough punishment for what you did. And don't think you can make me feel badly by giving me the silent treatment, either. I'm sick and tired of having to apologize to the neighbors for a little boy who should know better and who constantly... Dennis! Dennis?
Who are you?
I'm a Herbie. Dennis gave me a penny to take his place.
Mixing up the mail.
But Mr. Wilson says you mix it up.
One letter 3 years ago and he's still complaining.
Hey, Mr. Dorfman, look at these swell pounders we found.
Pounders, you say?
Sure. You pound them on a thing, then you pound them on a piece of paper, and then you read what it says.
Well, boys, the proper name for one of these things is a rubber stamp. We use a lot of them down at the post office.
I know it. And you know what? With these pounders... we're going to be mailmen.
Well, I think you'd do better to play something else. There's no fun being a mailman.
Sure there is, Mr. Dorfman. We want to get cakes and pies and presents at Christmas, just like you do. Yeah, and we want to sit on a private fence, just like you're doing right now. I know, Tommy. We'll build us a private bench to sit on. Every mailman's got to have a bench.
I don't know, boys. The city's going to tear down this old bench to make way for a parking lot.
You mean they're going to tear down your good old bench, Mr. Dorfman?
That's right.
But you'll have no place to sit and mix your mail.
You'll use your bench a whole lot. You're going to miss it.
Yeah, we see you sitting on your bench 100 times a day.
Oh, I don't think I sit on it that often.
I tell you what, Mr. Dorfman, you can use the bench that me and Tommy are going to build.
Sure you can.
And if you need any help mixing up your mail... me and Tommy will help you mix it.
Thanks, Dennis.
Come on, Tommy. Let's get started.
Dennis, where did you get these stamps?
Over behind Mr. Quigley's store. Mr. Quigley sure throws away some swell trash.
Dennis, how many times have I told you I won't have you fishing in other people's trash cans?
Oh, we didn't fish, Mrs. Mitchell. The dog knocked over the trash can and these pounders fell right bang on the sidewalk.
Well, all right. You can keep them this time. But no more rummaging in trash cans.
Okay, Mom. Me and Tommy are going to play mailman, and we're going to build a resting bench. So can we borrow Dad's tools? And we're going to let Mr. Dorfman sit on it.
Dennis!
We'll put the tools right back.
Dennis!
Well, aren't you going to answer her?
Heck no, Mom. That's just dumb old Margaret.
She hollers for a while. Then she goes away.
Dennis, you march right to that door and let that poor little girl in.
Keepers, Mom. She's not a poor little girl. She's Margaret.
March.
Hello, Mrs. Mitchell. I knew you'd make him let me in.
Well, I'm sure that Dennis and Tommy just didn't hear you call the first time, Margaret.
Oh, yes, they did, Mrs. Mitchell. Where'd you get those old rubber stamps, Dennis?
None of your beeswax, Margaret. We just got them somewhere.
Well, they're no good unless you have an ink pad to make them work.
Yeah? Well, me and Tommy are going to play mailman, and we're going to build a bench for Mr. Dorfman, and you can't sit on it.
You got an ink pad?
Well, no. Have you?
Sure. I've got two of them.
Can we borrow one?
No.
Well, how about if we let you play mailman once in a while? Then could we borrow one?
I tell you what. I'll be the lady that's married to Dennis, and he works at the post office all day, and he gets to stamp lots of packages because he has plenty of ink pads. And Francine will be my new baby, and Dennis will have to feed her when he comes home from the post office.
a magnet. I was just saying to myself that it's some sort of minor miracle that every time, not sometimes, mind you, but every time I start a new project over here, you show up.
I noticed that too, Mr. Wilson. I guess we're just lucky.
Lucky? Same kind of luck I have at cribbage. All right, now, Dennis, to forestall a few thousand questions, this is a cement form, a form for cement, which I will pour someday when you go to visit your grandfather.
How come you're going to wait so long, Mr. Wilson?
Because it dries without footprints, that way.
Oh.
All right, now, Dennis, if you don't have some reason for coming over here, will you please go away?
Oh, I have a reason, Mr. Wilson. Me and Tommy are going to play mailman. We're going to build a resting bench for Mr. Dorfman. So could you give us...
Oh, yes, that's right. He's going to lose that old bench over in the park, isn't he?
Yeah, and he needs it to sit on. Could you give us some wood?
Well, I'm sorry, but I've used up all my wood. And I'm fresh out of paint, I'm fresh out of nails, I'm fresh out of shingles. That just about takes care of everything, doesn't it?
Everything but ink pads. You got any ink pads, Mr. Wilson?
Now, what on earth do you want ink pads for?
For these. You can't run a post office without these, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm fresh out of ink pads, too. Why don't you get a wet sponge or something? Or wet down the stamps. I imagine the ink that's still on them will show through for a while.
Boy, yeah!
One good favor deserves another. Goodbye, Dennis.
I was going to tell you, but you sat down too fast.
Well, then I solved the whole thing by not putting it there in the first place. All right, goodbye again.
Boy, wait till I tell Tommy.
Well, tell Tommy what?
His stamp works too.
Hello, Dennis. Mrs. Tolan, this is Dennis. Dennis, Mrs. Tolan just bought this house next to Mr. Wilson's.
You have?
Yes.
Have you got any stuff to build things out of that you could give me?
Well, I think I did see some things back there. What are you building, Dennis?
A resting bench for Mr. Dorfman.
He's the postman, Mrs. Tolan. They're taking down the old postman's bench in the park, and a lot of people are quite upset about it. It's quite a relic.
And you're going to build him a new one, is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's charming.
Dennis, come on home. I want you to go to the store for me.
Okay, Mom! I have to go to the store now, Mrs. Tolan. But when I get back, can I have the building stuff?
Why, yes, if you can find anything out there.
Okay, Mrs. Tolan. Hey, Mrs. Tolan, would you like me to get anything at the store for you?
No, Dennis, I can't think of anything.
Like one of those candy bars that breaks into two pieces in case you want to divide it with any friends you happen to have?
No, no, I guess not.
Okay. Bye, Mr. Thompson. Bye, Mrs. Tolan.
Bye, Dennis.
As I was saying, Mrs. Tolan, your property line extends about a foot and a half beyond Mr. Wilson's fence. Now, none of the other previous property owners wanted to do anything about it.
Well, neither would I. It would mean taking down his fence and destroying his lovely flower bed. I wouldn't dream of it.
Oh, I'll be right with you, Mr. Sanderson. Now, Mrs. Anna, let's see. 2 dozen eggs. Milk. 2 dozen... Oh, I already rang those up. Oranges.
Your bell works, Mr. Quigley. My mom wants some groceries and I need some building stuff.
Well, you'll have to wait your turn, Dennis. I'm very busy today.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Quigley. Is there anything we can do to help while we're waiting?
No, thank you.
We can see the flies out for you.
No, thank you.
Boy, you sure got a bunch of them in here.
No, thank you.
Good old tell Mr. Quiggy he likes to shoo his own flies out.
What was it, Mr. Sanderson?
A carton of ginger ale.
Oh, all right.
Watch Mr. Sanderson, Stuart.
Anything else?
Maybe he'll do one in a minute.
Are you talking about me, Dennis?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sanderson.
Maybe I'll do what in a minute?
Your trick.
I know something I'd like you to do for me, and that's keep your little friend here out from under my feet, Dennis. No, I'll need some pipe tobacco.
I guess he's not going to do the trick for us, Stuart.
What trick, Dennis?
My dad says good old Mr. Sanderson can drink just like a fish.
Anything else, Mr. Sanderson?
No. No, I'll come back when you've got less help.
Dennis, someday I'm going to... What's that?
Sounds like good old Mr. Sanderson fell over Stuart's wagon. Yep, that's what he did, all right.
Mr. Quigley was so furious he could hardly talk. He said that Dennis ought to be locked in a closet somewhere where only he and the termites could get at each other. And then he said he felt sorry for the termites.
Dennis is just going to have to be punished.
You won't spank him too hard.
Alice, either you punish a boy or you don't. Not enjoying this any more than you are. Dennis!
Okay, Dad! You call me Dad?
Yes, son. Come on with me.
Where are we going?
Out in the back.
Honey, you won't... I mean, not too...
I won't.
Dennis... After your father takes you out back, I'll have a nice dinner ready for you to make you feel better.
Okay, but I won't be able to eat much on account of it hurts when I swallow.
Well, just the same. It hurts when you swallow.
Dennis, let me see your throat.
Will that be all, Mr. Mitchell?
I think so. Oh, I'll need some throat lozenges.
Oh. Somebody sick at your place?
Yes, nothing serious. We have to keep him in the house for a few days.
Oh, who's this, Mitchell?
Dennis. Oh, I'm sorry about the trouble he caused you two. As soon as he's well, he'll be punished.
Oh, that's perfectly all right. I'm just glad it was nothing serious.
Well, I should say so. How long do you say it'd be before you let him before he's allowed out of the house?
Well, the doctor says a week, but I have a hunch he'll be his old self in 3 or 4 days.
Oh, no sense rushing things.
Oh, no, I should say not. You know, sometimes a good 3 or 4 weeks rest is what a growing boy needs.
The worst thing about being sick to him is that he can't build a bench. It seems he promised Mr. Dorfman to build a resting bench to replace the one they're taking down in the park. Kids.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
See you later, Mitchell.
He was in here about that. Thought one of my shelves would be just right for his bench.
Oh, dear. He was pestering me about that, too. You know, when I was put on this committee to put in the parking lot, I never thought that there'd be this much trouble about a postman's bench.
Well, a couple of days, and Dennis will forget all about it. Will that be all, Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Hmm? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Quigley. Yes, that'll be all.
Well, looks like I'm finally going to get a few days' rest.
Oh? Going away on a vacation?
No.
But you said... Oh! Yes, I see what you mean.
Yes, for a few days it's going to be a lovely, quiet little neighborhood. Just like it was a few years ago, before Dennis learned to walk.
Oh, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Tommy, that's where the window goes. Just because we gotta use your ink pads doesn't mean you get to be boss of the whole world, Margaret. All right, ask Dennis. Okay, I will. Do we have to put a window in there, Dennis?
Heck no, Tommy. We already got one window.
That's what I said.
It is not. It is two.
It is not.
It is two.
What do you want me to do, Dennis?
You better look around, see if you can find some big hunks of wood for the roof, Stuart.
Okay.
Somebody better go ask Mr. Quigley if he's got some of that plastic stuff we can use for the window.
I haven't got any money. And Mr. Quigley never gives away stuff to kids.
I'll get it.
You got any money?
You don't need money. All you say is, charge it.
Wonderful job. Beautiful day.
Now, here's a fine item, Mrs. Turner. Some of my customers have used that for years.
You're being rude, Mr. Quigley, but where'd you keep that plastic stuff that you can see so?
Oh, you'll find some rolls of it right over there next to the wall, my friend.
Thank you.
Well-mannered child. Now, here's a new one. It's only been on the market about 6 months, but a good many of my customers
seem... Excuse me for being rude again, Mr. Quigley. Charge it, please.
Oh, wait a minute, Margaret. You can't do that.
Do what?
Why, tear a piece off the roll like that.
Sure you can, Mr. Quigley. They have a sort of a knife thing on the edge of the box.
You'll find either one very satisfactory, Mrs. Turner.
Sure. Footprints in what?
Hey, Dennis, it don't fit.
Well, come here a minute, all you guys.
You guys better get some more long pieces of wood. I know where I can get some. But somebody's got to come with me to help carry it.
Not me.
Me neither.
You better find a wagon or a wheelbarrow or something to carry the wood in, Margaret.
All right, Dennis.
Tommy, you better find something to put on the roof, like tar paper or something.
How about cardboard?
Yeah. Mr. Quigley's got a whole bunch of cardboard boxes in his back room of the store.
Okay.
Stuart, you better go finish sawing that piece of wood. Okay?
Okay, Dennis.
I see you've taken advantage of our sale on peaches, Mrs. Hannah. They'll make a mighty fine lunch one of these rainy days. I always advise people...
Can I butt in now, Mr. Quigley? Or do you want me to wait and butt in later?
You already butted in, Tommy. Now, what is it you want?
I was wondering if I could have some of those empty cardboard boxes you got out in the back room.
All right, take some.
I think I'm going to need a whole bunch.
Well, go ahead. Take all you can carry. I've got more back there than I can use now.
Okay.
Oh,
first of all, I'll need a large bottle of aspirin.
Did you get your cement work done?
Twice. And I had to do it all over again. Every kid within a 10-mile radius has been through my yard by way of my cement.
Then they came in here and fell in my apples. You know, things are worse now than they were when Dennis was around.
Marshmallows?
But, Mom, I promise.
Well, never mind that. And, Dennis, I just talked to Dr. Welch on the telephone.
Did he say I could go outside? Did he say I'm all well?
Yes, he said you could go outside.
Boy, that's swell.
Be sure to put on your jacket.
Okay, Mom. Hey, Mr. Welch.
Why, Dennis, what are you doing outside the house?
I'm all well now. You want to see the swell bench we made for Mr. Dorfman?
Well. What? Dennis, I thought you'd given up on this idea.
Heck no, Mr. Wilson.
Well, how did you... I mean, with you in the house, how did you build it down here?
Tommy and Margaret and Stuart built it, Mr. Wilson. I was just the boss.
Ah. Hey. This piece of wood looks like it's from my cement form. And that board looks like the missing piece from my greenhouse.
Go ahead. Sit on it, Mr. Wilson. Yeah, Mr. Wilson. We want somebody fat to sit on it before Mr. Johnson comes. Please, Mr. Wilson.
Well, all right. I am kind of tired. And it seems to be made with my lumber anyway. Ah. The last straw. Now, I want you children to take everything back where you got it. And I'm going to take my boards back where they belong.
Why, Mr. Wilson, I'm ashamed of you. First you get the city to destroy Mr. Dorfman's bench in the park, and then you take the children's lumber when they're trying to build him a new one.
Mrs. Tolan, you're mistaken. I didn't do anything. I mean... Well, they asked me to sit down in it, and it...
And then why, may I ask, are you taking the lumber?
Well, because it's my lumber, that's...
Why, Mr. Wilson, if this is the sort of neighbor you're going to turn out to be, I'm afraid I'm going to have to reconsider my decision not to insist on correcting my property line.
But I'd have to tear down my fence or destroy my flower bed.
Yes, Mr. Wilson, I'm afraid you'd have to do just that.
Oh, now wait a minute, Mrs. Tolan. Mrs. Tolan, please wait just a minute, Mrs. Tolan.
So, being the generous man that he is, Mr. Wilson, in return for a deed to the 2 feet of property which legally belong to me, has graciously consented to donate to the city this corner of his yard, which will hereafter be used by the postman on this route.
And here he comes, Mr. Dorfman.
Well, I'll be. The old postman's rest. Dennis, I'll bet you're behind all this. Excuse me.